Meseches Kelim, Perek Yud Ches, Mishnah Zayin. Kera, the leg of a bed, and that was not attached to the bed. Shahisa Tmeya Midras, and this leg had been tame from Drisa, from having borne the weight of a Zav or a Zavo or a Yeledis or Nida, the Chibra Lamita. And now, so you took this leg with this tuma in it, and you attached it to a bed. So you put together a bed with this leg as part of it. So when we say Kula Tmeya, the entire bed is tame Midras from Midras. Persha, if then you remove the leg from the bed, he tamei midras, the leg is still tamei midras, v'hamita maga midras, and the bed only has the tumah of something that came into contact with something that was tamei midras, namely the leg. So the entire bed, when it's attached to the leg, will have the tumah of the leg, and in addition, it gets the tumah that something in contact with it would get, but then when you remove it, it is left only with the tumah that it got from contact. Now, and similarly, if it was Tamei Tumas Shiva, the Tumah of 7 days, which is Tamei, the Tumah it gets from a dead body, from a mace, the Chibra Lamita, and then you attach it to the bed, so Kula Tamei Tumas Shiva, so the same thing goes, the entire bed is going to be Tamei Tumas Shiva, Persha, and then you remove it, Hit Tamei Tumas Shiva, the leg is going to be Tamei Tumas Shiva, Vahamita Tamei Tumas Arev. And the bed will be one level down, the Tumah of Tumas Arev of a night, meaning you can tovel it immediately, and that night it will be Tahar. Ha'isa Tmeya Tumas Erev. Let's say the leg was Tamei Tumas Erev, v'chibur lamita, and was attached to the bed. Kula Tmeya Tumas Erev, and the entire bed is Tamei Tumas Erev. Persha, if it is removed, he Tmeya Tumas Erev, it is Tamei the Tuma of the evening. But, we say, Amita Tahir, the bed is going to be Tahar. And this is because this was a Risha in the Tumah. It's no longer an Aval Tumah. It's a Risha in the Tumah. A Risha in the Tumah cannot make anything Tamei through contact by Maga, which we'll see in our next Mishnah. And so too the tooth of a mader. Mader is an agricultural implement. One interpretation is that it is a mattock. It's sort of like an axe, but the blade is turned sideways. It's used for tilling particularly tough soil. Other people interpret it as a pitchfork. The main point here, though, is you have this metal end of the tool, you know, you have this long tool, you have a long wooden handle, and at the end of it, you have the tool, the tooth, which is metal. So let's say the metal part was tame, and then you attach it to a new handle. So we say the same rule is going to apply. The entire keli is going to have the tuma of that metal end, and then if you separate it, the rules of maga, the rules of contact apply. And if tuma by contact could apply, then it would apply to the handle as well. Mishnah Ches, tefillah. A tefillin shel reish, which, if you'll recall, has four separate compartments inside of it. Arba kelim. Those four compartments are considered to be four kelim in their own right. Now, hiter ketzitza harishayna. Let's say it was tamei from tumas mace, right? It was tamei from a dead body. Now, if you remove the first compartment, the ketzitza harishayna, the sikna, and you fix it by replacing it with a new compartment, tamei and tamei mace. That new compartment is going to be now tamei mace. The whole thing is going to be tamei mace because it's part of the larger utensil, the tefillin shel reish. V'chein shnia, and the same thing goes if you remove the second and replace it. V'chein shlishis, and the same thing goes if you remove the third one and you replace it. Hiter es revius, if you remove the fourth one, tahiru tamei mace. It's going to be tahar from the tumas mace because now you have an all new keli because you no longer have any of the original parts. Abu tmeya maga tmei mace, but everything will be tamei from contact with a tmei mace. So now let's say you replace that fourth one also, so it's going to have the same status. Then chazer l'rishayna, you go back to the first one. Ve'etir v'sikna tmei b'maga. It's still going to be tamei b'maga v'chein shnia. But hiter es hashlishis, so you've replaced the first and the second one twice now. But then you go to the third one. Now you'll recall we've replaced all four. And now we've replaced the first and the second. So the third one is the only one that was ever in contact with anything that had the original tumah. So if you remove that, tahira, that's then everything's going to be tahar. Why? Shiravias b'maga. The fourth one, the fourth one was only tameh from contact. The ein maga oisa maga. And contact, something that's tameh by contact, meaning it's such a lower level, it's tameh from contact with something that was tameh mace, cannot make something else have its status of tuma of maga with something that is something that was in contact with something that was tameh mace. This level of tuma cannot transmit from keli to keli by contact, the Mishnah is saying.